This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Feeling fatigued? You're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Quinn Jr.
Don't panic.
Starting
Don't.
Pitcher. I wasn't panicking.
You look like you panicked.
Chris Ello.
That's what Buster Polny considered.
And Matt Scraby.
Such an old guy thing to do. Like, I'm not going to deal with these automated balls and strikes.
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
All right. Final hour of Gwen and Chris. We're filling in for Gwen and Chris. Brayden Suprenant, Matt Scraby here at the 9th Annual Padres Summer Blood Drive. And let me tell you, it has been feisty today. The Padres have lost six in a row. They lost today's game in extra innings. Gavin Sheets hits two home runs, has five RBIs. He is going to be on Gwen and Chris, by the way, tomorrow at some point in the show. But it just seems like many people, I can't say that, not many people. Certain people are very upset with this team right now, and Brayden and I don't really understand why they're upset. So we haven't got our guy Frank on yet. I got to get some opinion from Frank, because he might be the voice of reason, he might not be the voice of reason. But Frank, throughout all of this show today, what have you thought about how we've handled it, how the fans have handled it? What do you think about this Padres team right now?
Honestly, I think you guys have handled it absolutely the way you should. This is something that's going to happen throughout the course of the season. No team has ever gone a season without a streak like this. These are things that happen in the sport of baseball. As far as the fans, it sits here and makes me laugh, honestly, to see some of these comments and how crazy some of you guys are getting over just a string of losses in May. Relax. These are going to happen. You're going to lose games that you're supposed to win. You're also going to win games you're supposed to lose. That's just the nature of the beast in this game. And again, it's the middle of May. It's not the middle of September. You have time to make this up. It's unbelievable. Some of the knee-jerk reactionary comments that I've seen over the course of these last couple days.
Is it safe to say, I'm asking both of you, is it safe to say that unhappy baseball fans are always going to be unhappy baseball fans? Is there, like, say the Padres win the World Series. Are all these people in the chat going to find a problem with it? All these people that are criticizing the team right now.
No.
I tend to believe that, yes, there are going to be people that would be like, well, they won the World Series, but, you know, they gave away Game 2. They need to figure that one out. Like, I just don't understand it. We got people on the chat saying that the Rays GM is better than A.J. Preller, which I do not agree with whatsoever. I've let this happen, Brayden.
The Rays thing, I mean, here's the deal. They all come with pros and cons.
If there was a perfect way to run a ball club, there would be a team that wins every single year, and there's not. When you talk about the Tampa Bay Rays, the pros of the Tampa Bay Rays is they will always be, with the way they do things, relatively competitive. But they will never win because they will never have the horses to win in October. They'll get there. They'll be close, but they'll never win. And if you look at what the Rays have done, they've always been competitive, but they have never won. Would you rather be a team that's competitive all the time that never wins, or the team that's up and down sometimes, but you probably have a better chance of winning a World Series? I'm going to take that even further. And again, this is what my opinion is on what I would like my team to be. Maybe you're cool with that. I don't like having a brand new roster every 2 to 3 years. I don't think that's great in growing a fan base. I don't think that's great for business. I think it sucks for kids that grow up watching Padres baseball.
It's not great for team chemistry.
I mean, it's a constant change. I mean, think about it from this perspective. We have a lot of fans that fall in love with ball players that always want to keep this guy, keep that guy, keep this guy. Like, how do we let this guy leave? Well, if you're a fan of the Rays, the guys leave all the time. And you usually grow up with them. And then once they get to a point where they're going to make a big contract, they ship them off.
Yeah.
And they get replaced. I mean, would you like it if in 2 years we shipped off Jackson Merrill for prospects? Would anybody really like that?
And that's what the Rays
do. I don't think anybody would like that.
And the Rays restock.
Right. Would you have liked to do that, like, next year, trade Tatis for prospects? No, absolutely not. And so you don't want to be the Rays. The Rays have to do what they do with the budget they have to go out there, and that's the way that they're competitive. I don't think that's a great way to run a team. They happen to do that. The other thing is you can't compare yourself to Los Angeles, because what they can do is they have, and I'm tired of giving this analogy because people don't listen when I say it. They just don't listen. But with the Los Angeles Dodgers, they have the resources to do everything. And people always go like, well, the Padres are spending money. It's not about the major league payroll. It's about the organization in itself. The major league payroll is one thing. It's all of the other resources that they have money-wise as well. It's being able to train and get the minor league system going. That costs money. That's not just like we got the smartest guys. Well, in order to get the smartest guys, you have to spend money on some of these guys that are training and scouting for the Dodgers and the ones that develop the organizations. And they have the resources to make sure they stay in nice hotels and get properly fed. And then I always go back, and if you want to go find it, I recommend reading it. Kyle Glazier in 2020 wrote an article about why the Dodgers have success, and it's more than just spending money on major league talent. The Dodgers can do a lot of different things because they have the resources to do that and spend on their major league roster. And, by the way, if it doesn't work, albeit, let's say, a Xander Bogaerts signing that to a lot of fans for the Padres said didn't work, the Dodgers can just replace him with another guy immediately and eat the money. They can do that. They have the resources to do that. So they can operate with analytics like the Rays and spend money. That's something the Padres can't do. If the Dodgers, let's say everybody's got $500 million to work with, Padres are advocating or probably putting 75% to almost 90% of that $500 million just in their major league payroll. And then the rest is left for their minor league system in drafting, developing, you know, making sure your guys are like, taking care of the minor leagues, international signings to an extent because those are capped, draft picks, everything like that.
And I saw somebody in the chat mention, it's called passion. There's a difference between being passionate as a fan and being a reactionary. What you're doing right now, where you're saying, oh, we got to get rid of AJ Preller, we got to get rid of Mike Shields, we got to dump all these guys, we got to trade everyone away, that's being a reactionary. That's not thinking. It doesn't take thought to be a reactionary. To be passionate is to understand, yeah, it's okay to be upset when they lose, but it's also about knowing that these things are going to happen We know the team is good. We know the team is solid. This team was just in the divisional series last year. It was in the championship series 3 years ago. They are going to get it figured out. There's too much talent on this team for them to not figure it out. And that's what, as a passionate fan, you have to realize that. As a reactionary, where you're taking it day by day, you don't.
I would to go back to the Padres allocate probably most of their resources into their major league budget to get the stars and bring people here. By the way, that's successful. You want to talk about success? You know, winning a World Series is obviously the ultimate level of success on the field. They're selling out baseball games here every single night. I mean, it's a business at the end of the day, and they're getting people to go to games. But they allocate a lot of their resources to the major league roster. The Rays probably allocate 90% of their resources to the minor league system. The Dodgers are different. The Dodgers have $1 billion in this hypothetical situation. They can spend as much as the Rays on drafting and developing, and they can spend as much as the Padres, if not more, on their major league roster. They can do both. So you can't compare an organization like Los Angeles and an organization like San Diego. It's two drastically different organizations with different levels of resources, and it's more the simple mind that say, well, the payrolls are close to the major league level. Thinking about it, when instead of looking at the tree, look at the forest, there's more than just the major league payroll when it comes to your spending. And that's the difference that makes up for the Dodgers compared to everybody else. There's other teams that could do it. Like, the Mets have unlimited resources, but they're doing the Padres method of just spending on a major league roster, and they haven't been able to allocate and do things the same level the Dodgers have. If you want to compare organizations like the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets, some of the ones that have a lot of money with a lot of rich owners. Aside from that, you're comparing apples and oranges.
And I totally agree with you. And when you're looking at the Dodgers too, they misuse their money a lot. They signed Blake Snell. He really hasn't even done anything this year.
Signed Trevor Bauer. That didn't work out well.
Trevor Bauer, yeah, that didn't work out well. Tyler Glasnow, he has never even finished a full season before, and they gave him a ton of money. You want to pay someone like Michael Conforto $17 million, who's not producing right now? Tanner Scott's making $12.8 million. And yes, he's good, but he's not the Tanner Scott that we saw in San Diego. There are plenty of guys on the Dodgers roster that they are paying a lot of money to that are not performing up to their contract. And so I would much rather be in the Padres position, where you are selectively choosing which contracts you pay a lot of money to, and then you just fill in on the outside, because you have to have your core and build from there. I don't think that going out and just spending money left and right on random players and free agency like it's MLB The Show is the way that you actually build a team. Dodgers may be in the playoffs, may go to the World Series, but at the same time, they are shelling out a ton of money for players that aren't playing right now. And I just don't understand how anyone can really... I don't understand how anyone can really think that A.J. Preller is doing a bad job. Number one, A.J. Preller has put a ton... Or not A.J. Preller, but Peter Seidler put a ton of money into this payroll. And A.J. Preller has... Let's just be honest. He has a budget that he has to follow. And I think that he is a little hamstrung there as well. So when you're saying, oh, well, we didn't go out and get a left fielder for $18 million, you know what? Sometimes you just don't have that $18 million to go get a left fielder. So you go get a veteran like Jason Heyward and hope that he can do something about it. I'm tired of the AJ slander. I think that AJ has done a lot of great things for this team. Does he have more moves in him this year? Absolutely. This is not the team that's going to finish the year.
He's made a lot of mistakes, too.
He's made a lot of mistakes. You're right.
Who hasn't? I mean, on all these, nobody's had a perfect track record, and the ones that have had, you know, bad signings that, you know, that might seem untouchable are the ones that can buy their way out of bad situations where, you know, the Padres can't necessarily do that with the resources that they have. It's all a different level scale for Major League Baseball team.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I have been angry all day today. I don't want to be. I don't want to be.
I'm
angry.
Not, man. I'm vibing. I'm
I know.
Like,
what
I'm
was
like,
with you? Why?
I'm
why?
Like Gonzo in the chat, dude. Just vibing. OG's having a day, man. Anybody mind if Gonzo has a Thursday? Guy's having a Thursday.
He's having
vibing.
A Thursday.
He's having a Thursday. Anybody mind? A lot of people in the chat are having a great Thursday. Some people, you and SB are angry. I don't know why you guys are so angry.
Well,
it's beautiful weather outside. It's Memorial Day weekend. We're doing the blood drive.
I'm looking at Petco
Park
right now.
We're getting blood donations for a good cause.
Yes. And that would
chill
be
chill vibes, dude. Everybody's vibing here. It's a Thursday.
You know what? I gotta
a 3-day weekend, guys.
I gotta be
we
more
should
chill.
Be vibing. Chill.
I gotta be more chill.
You and SB need to go. You need to go sing Kumbaya together.
Well, no.
Go hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
You know what? The other favorite thing of the chat that I love is when they misquote us and they act like something that we said is fact when it's actually not what we said. So.
I love when they infer things. So you're saying this? No. I didn't say that at all.
No. I actually said what I said. All right, I'm getting a little too angry. Come on down to the 9th annual Padre Summer Blood Drive. We have about 45 minutes left that you can come down. Free parking is available, first come, first serve, in the Lexus Premier parking lot. And if to be eligible to donate blood, you must be at least 17 years old, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. Donors are asked to arrive hydrated with photo ID and allow an hour. So things are coming to a close here, but they will accept you if you come down here in a walk-in format. And we're right here, so if you do come down, come on over and say hi. When we get back, let's talk a little bit about what the Padres are going to face tomorrow, which is the Atlanta Braves. So, Braden Suprenant, Matt Scraby, Frank Marchese back in studio, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Padres summer blood drive. We are closing down here shortly. We've had a pretty spirited show today, so I am fired up right now. But we are in the happy hour, and the happy hour is brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball season is in full swing, and so is swim season. Call GL Pools and mention radio for a free month of pool service. All right, Matt Scraby, Brayden Soprenant, filling in for Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr. is on a plane from Toronto to Atlanta. Chris Ello is taking some days off. He will be back next week. And then, actually, there's going to be kind of a mix-up in the schedule because Brayden's going to be going on vacation, and I am going to be in Brayden's spot.
That's right.
So we'll argue during Brayden's spot, and then Brayden
keep the vibes going, dude.
Oh, I'll keep the vibes going. We've been spirited today, and we have talked everything about the Padres today, and everything that's wrong with the Padres, everything that's right with the Padres. One thing I do know is that they are going to be playing tomorrow, and one thing I do know is that this team could go and put up 11 runs tomorrow, and everything will be forgotten. That's why I think this team is good. If we were, say, doing Rockies radio right now, and they just got beat 12-0, there is zero chance in my mind that the Rockies are going to be able to put up 12 runs the next day. With this team, I definitely think they could put up 12 runs. That's why I am not even close to giving up on this team.
Neither am I. I mean, it is what it is. They're off to they're in a tough little patch right now, and they got to be able to hit their way out of it. And I think they're talented enough to do that. Unfortunately, some of the stars not doing their part. Some are, and then when some were, the others weren't, and vice versa. But there's nothing drastic you could do about this team in terms of changes right now. You can wait till the deadline, but this is the team. This is your team. And this is what the Padres are. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you about particular sense.
We've said it all.
People want my lineup. So, you know, in my ideal world lineup, again, it's just that doesn't really matter what I say. I mean, Mike Schilt's going to keep rolling out what he believes in.
Well, he did just sign in on the YouTube chat, so I'm just kidding. Mike Schilt did not sign in on the YouTube chat. Anyway. Go ahead, give me your lineup.
If I wanted to make a couple changes, I'd go with Fernando. I'd still keep Fernando at leadoff. You know, I think he's a leadoff hitter when he's right. He's currently he's dealing with something right now, it looks like. And, you know, he's mentioned he's sad, and I don't know why he's sad or what's going on to be that kind of, you know, a deal. It looks like he is a little bit down, but until he figures that out, it'll be a little bit different. But, like, talking full strength or anything like that, I got Fernando batting leadoff. I'd like to see Jackson bat two. And I'd go with the Rise either three or four. I'd probably go Manny three just because if the top three go out, then you got a Rise that everybody thinks can be a leadoff hitter leading off the second inning if you go 1-2-3. So Fernando one, Merrill two, Manny three, a Rise four. Five would be Gavin Sheets. I'd go probably Jake Cronenworth six. I'd go with Xander Bogart 7. I'd go with your catcher at 8, whether it be Maldonado or Diaz. And then your left fielder would bat 9. I like Lockridge in the 9 spot. I think he needs to get more opportunities out there, especially since Jason Hayward's not really doing anything for you. And I'd rather see him out there than anything else. But if you want a spot start Tyler Wade, then I'd go Tyler Wade there. But if you look at that particular lineup, I mean, That's what a lot of teams are doing now. It's not, you don't have the traditional guys in certain spots. I mean, Arraez isn't a leadoff hitter. That guy is more dangerous when there's runners on base than there are with guys not on base, especially from a pitching perspective. You know, does he hit the ball over the fence? No, but you don't need to have, it doesn't need to be like bases clearing home runs. The Padres do not have a home run hitting team.
Exactly.
They're not built on hitting the home run, so why make your lineup in a sense that would be catered to your 3, 4, and 5 being these home run boppers? That's not what they are. You got one. It's Gavin Sheets. Everybody else is a line drive hitter, and you want to continue those innings. There's multiple ways to score runs in baseball. I prefer the offense that continues to hit for a high average and gets base hits and continues to put pressure on. That's the offense that everybody was ranting and raving about at the beginning of the season. It's the same offense, but guess what, guys? If they don't hit the ball, period, they're never going to get runs scored, even if they are a power-hitting team. If you look at from a power-hitting perspective what your results would have been, it's a lot more strikeouts, and you're living and dying on the long ball. Teams that live and die on the long ball don't win. They're not as successful. I think you've seen that with the Phillies over the last couple of years. Got to have teams that grind out wins. I mean, that is what a lineup that the Dodgers have continuously put out each and every year. Guys that continue to grind out at bats and work counts and put the ball in play and good things happen, and their line drive hitters put the ball over the fence. So if you want to keep comparing everything to the Los Angeles Dodgers, I mean, that's theoretically what they do. So even though it scares people that Luis Arraez, oh, he hits singles, what is he doing in the three spot or the four spot? If he's up with multiple guys on, he gets a base hit. What is it?
He drives him in.
It's a run. He did that today with two outs and a runner on third base. You got a power guy, it's live or die by the home run. You got a base hit guy, he's going to put the ball in play, and good things tend to happen. You need Luis Arraez up with runners on base. You don't need him up to lead off an inning.
I agree with that. I got something on the chat. Just admit that the Padres are bad. I've already admitted that they're bad right now. They're bad right now. Last night was terrible. And how much do you think that our anger right now is because of last night's results? Because 14-0 is not something that anyone really wants to see at all. And I do get a little bit frustrated with people who are, well, this team doesn't have a catcher that can hit. We knew that. We knew that was the case coming into the year. Oh, this team doesn't hit home runs. We knew that this team was going to be more of a line drive hitting team. That's their philosophy. And they've kind of, look what happens when they start trying to hit home runs. They go away from their philosophy and they can't score. And they can't drive in guys with runners in scoring position. So all they need to do is get back to the formula that they had in the beginning of the year when they were winning a ton of games. And they're going to be fine. The injuries, knock on wood, have not really been a problem. You got Yu Darvish coming back. You got Matt Waldron maybe coming back soon. Some of these guys are going to be back on this roster, and we're going to start seeing the team that we saw a little bit last year who made that run in the playoffs. I mean, I really don't know what else we could say, Brayden. I think we've exhausted everything. And I do want to say that I appreciate everybody who listens to the show, watches the show, tries to be a part of the show. But when you are so hard-headed and you cannot take any sort of criticism or any sort of suggestion, I can't help you. So you can be unhappy if you want to be unhappy. You know,
you
what?
You got to let the guy talk to himself in the chat, dude.
Yeah.
Just got to let him talk to himself.
Just go. We can just go and just go into the ether and you can talk to yourself and it'll be fun. Hey, don't you think the Padres are bad? Yeah, I think the Padres are bad. Oh, let's be best friends. All right. That is it. You know, we're done with the Padre conversation for right now. We've done everything. I cannot do it anymore. I cannot be any angry anymore. But when we get back, there are some other things that we need to talk about in the sports world, like some of the rules that are being changed in the NFL, some college football news, and we'll get to that when we get back. Brayden Suprenant, Matt Scraby, filling in for Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Thank you to everyone who has come down to the 9th annual Padres Summer Blood Drive. And I just want to say thanks to everybody who's been interacting with us all day. It wasn't an easy day for Padres fans, but we got through it. And I want to give a special thanks to Frank Marchese back in studio, because Braden and I both know how difficult it is to do a show from the studio while everybody else is out and about, because it's like herding cats. At least for me, it's like herding cats. You got Chris over there. You got Tony surrounded by like 14 people. I'm like, guys, we have a show to do. So thank you very much, Frank, for being the guy that you are. All right, let's do this. We're going to get into some other stories. And I want to start with this, since we've had some naughty chat fans today on YouTube. I'm not going to say... That got brain.
Naughty chat fans.
I'm not going to say anybody went this far I saw.
It's entertaining.
It is entertaining. I'm fine with it.
Keeps me going, dude. It's what brings me to work every day. I don't know why you're so upset. I think this is great conversations.
I'm not upset.
It's funny to interact with.
I just get angry.
The more they chat, the better it is for the YouTube video. It's awesome.
I am someone who is I live at high octane all the time. All the time.
I'm just vibing. Beautiful weather.
I'm just
you guys are freaking
too,
out thinking it's cold, dude. It's nice.
It is cold,
it's
though.
It's not cold.
Cold. Everybody knows that Petco Park gets a little bit cold as the sun goes down. All right, let's talk about this story real quick, and then we'll go into some NFL stuff. But since I've been hating everything today...
Hater!
Liam Hendricks has had to come out and talk about the disgusting things that have been said to his family after he had a bad outing the other day for the Red Sox. Here's what he said on his Instagram story. Just as an FYI, threats against my wife and my life and my wife's life are horrible and cruel. You need help. Leaving comments to tell me to commit suicide and how you wish I died of cancer is disgusting and vile. Maybe you should take a step back and reevaluate your life's purpose before hiding behind a screen attacking players and their families. Whether you do it from your fake accounts or are dumb enough to do it from your real account, I think I speak for all players who have had to deal with this in their career when I say enough is enough. Yeah, if you're talking... So he, Liam Hendricks, ended up going through cancer, beating cancer... making his way back to Major League Baseball, and apparently now he's getting DMs saying that they wish he died of cancer when he had cancer.
That is insane behavior, insane human behavior. There's more to life than just sometimes your sports teams to a point where, I mean, I don't know why you'd want anybody dead. It's just insane behavior. And, you know, First of all, you should never DM athletes for any particular reason, and you should never say things like that ever. I mean, I don't know what compels some people to write a message of hate to a stranger that they've never met before. I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, I get those sometimes, and I look at it, and I just go, you spent time out of your life to send this. For what?
It doesn't even make him feel better.
It doesn't make any sense. I pray for you, brother, because, like, that's... You're obviously in a bad situation and in a bad headspace and not happy with your own personal life where you have to go to that level. I mean, and I hope that you get the help that you need to be able to overcome some of those thoughts and those feelings towards another human being.
That you don't know.
That you don't know. I mean, there's a lot of hate in this world as it is. I don't know why you would put yourself to that, and it's not doing anything to help your ball club or help you out. I mean, it's just, you know, people are suffering out there, you know, and we're all going through a lot, and everybody has to fight their own battles and everything like that, but it's better to keep it positive and focus on the good things in life sometimes, and that is not one of them. Do not ever do that. Please don't ever do that. It's not going to end well for anybody in those situations.
No. Well, really well said, Brandon. I actually, with my therapist, when I first started radio, the negative things were not easy for me to handle because I just didn't really understand what being on the radio what was like. But so I kept a folder full of all of the mean things that I could look at and kind of get motivated by. And then one day I said, you know what, I'm over these, and I just deleted them. Because
as you should. Because anybody you would never take advice from, don't ever take criticism from.
That's a good point. And then we go back to Jaron Duran a couple weeks ago, Red Sox, where he had a fan kicked out of the stadium because Jaron Duran came out and said he attempted suicide, but the gun did not go off when he pulled the trigger. And a fan yells at him, I wish the gun went off. Like, huh? Like, and this is a guy saying it face-to-face to someone else. Like, I do not understand these people whatsoever. Lance McCullers is the last one. Someone DM'd Lance McCullers and said that they wanted to murder his children because he wasn't doing well on the
field.
Those
people are just nuts, dude. They're just crazy people. And that's another major problem with social media is it gives people this, like, sense of I can go say things without any repercussions. It's like the same thing of putting any type of chats together and not having your name or your picture attached to it.
Yeah.
If you want to, like, you know, really be big and bad and, like, say what you got to say and say what you... Put your name on it. Like,
we put our names on it.
Put your name and your face on it. I mean, but if you're afraid about losing your job, maybe you should be worried about what you're saying.
Yeah, that's a good point. In another life, I'm going to be a guy who tracks down people and tells their jobs about all of the things that they do. But that's Liam Neeson in a movie that I'm not ready to make yet.
Don't send mean DMs. Don't threaten to kill their fans. It's just insane. I didn't even want to talk about it. It's so insane.
Yeah, let's move on. Frank, let's get our last traffic of the day. Oh, wow. I didn't know it was this one. I like this one, though. Okay, I was going to sing it on the radio, but I shouldn't sing instrumentals on the radio. NFL came up, they have finally set what the new rules are for the 2025 season, and one of the major ones was the tush push. Was it going to be banned? Was it not going to be banned? Is it a football play? Is it not a football play? Brayden, what was your overall take on the tush push?
I think it's a very dangerous play, and if we're worried about player safety, then it should be banned. For a lot of different reasons, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I mean, eventually, you got to figure out how to stop it. It's very difficult, though, just in terms of leverage. You know, from a defensive perspective, and the Eagles do it extremely well. Not everybody can do it this well, but they're with their linemen in a 4-point stance and the low level that they have with leverage. It's hard to get underneath that without getting absolutely just crushed and piled on. And you're asking D linemen to just, you know, you saw it with the Chiefs defensive line dealing with neck problems during the Super Bowl because they're getting their necks tweaked down there. So, there's a lot of safety hazards with this. It's not like a rugby scrum. It's a little bit different. And I didn't mind the ban. Again, the ban was not just the brotherly shove. The ban was also on aiding a running back either by pushing or pulling running back,
correct.
Which was a rule before you know, the whole Bush push thing. So I was not opposed to them potentially changing that rule, but I'm not going to lose sleep over them not changing it.
Well, it came to vote today or yesterday, and it needed 24 votes from NFL teams to be banned. They did not get there. The tush push is still a part of the game. It was actually a closer vote than I thought. NFL team owners voted 22 and 10 in favor of banning the play. So
they
the Eagles
get
are going to
be votes.
Yeah, they were two votes short. And my thing on the tush push is I just hate it because the Eagles are really, really good at it.
Oh, so come on, man.
I just hate it because the Eagles are good at it. Now here's something that I really appreciate, because I was talking to the Gwen and Chris about this a couple weeks ago. I thought the whole thing with the onside kick now is, like, you can't really do an onside kick unless you tell someone
it's
that you're
waste.
Doing an onside
kick. Such a bad
kick.
Rule.
Well, now you can do... The NFL owners have passed a rule change that would allow teams to declare onside kicks at any point during a game if they are trailing.
Still dumb.
They will be kicked off from the 34 instead of the 35.
Still have to go 10 yards, though?
Yeah, it still has to go 10 yards.
It's dumb, dude.
I don't know why they're doing 30.
All the kickoff rules are dumb. Hey, here's the thing. Like, you're not going to ban the brotherly shove, right, even though that's not safe. You're not going to ban sending teams to Brazil, which is insane.
Yeah.
Also, player safety. But we're going to ban the kickoffs.
Yes.
It's like, come on, man. Yeah. The kickoff they have right now is dumb.
I know.
It's a stupid kickoff.
I hate
the onside kick. There's no reason to ever do an onside kick because you'll never get it. And having to declare before is dumb. I don't know what the NFL's doing. I prefer the high school rules. We don't have to worry about that at the high school level. So,
well, another thing that was passed today, NFL players can compete in the Olympics. 32 clubs will allow one of their players to play on each country's team. So, say,
is that including the international roster spot or not?
Because
all these teams have international roster spots where they can have extra players if they're from different countries. They have at least one of those spots.
Interesting.
We talked about it with Frank yesterday. I'm curious, because, like, if you're going to let, you know, the guy from Germany on the roster, does that count as your guy?
It says the 32 clubs will allow one of their players to play on each country's team. The NFL's international pathway players will also be allowed to participate without restriction.
There you go. So you get one American player per NFL team to play in the Olympics. Could you imagine? Justin Jefferson really wants to do it. I want to see Justin Jefferson line up against some teacher from the Czech Republic in a flag football game. See ya. I mean, think about how big is the roster going to be? Like 20 guys? You get the best 20 players in the United States, one from each NFL team. You still have 12 left over. There's nobody touching the United States. You could have had JJ and Tyreek Hill on the same flag football team in the Olympics.
That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
Get Lamar Jackson out there. Any type of blitz, dude. He's going to be all over the place.
Now, the Lions...
And he can sling it.
Yes, he can. The Lions, they had a playoff reseeding proposal that they put on the table where it would reseed everything, where it would go by record instead of by division, all that other stuff. Well, they have tabled it at the last minute, and the team reportedly did not have enough support for the proposal and opted to remove it from consideration, which I do love.
What did he say?
It's like if you win division, the first four.
Oh.
So the Lions wanted to make it so that the seedings were by record instead of by the first four division winners and then the wild card.
So they're doing the traditional playoffs.
Yes, but that has been tabled because there was not enough support behind it.
If you decide to seed the NFL playoffs straight, why have divisions?
What we were saying yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. Why have them?
We should turn it into the NBA.
Just make it the NBA, and just you're in a conference, and that's what you do. Like, they say the same thing about, you know, and they might want the same thing in baseball. I mean, why have divisions? What's the point?
There is no point.
I mean, if you win your division, you're in the playoffs. If your division happens to be down that year, that's not your fault. You still have to make it through the best teams to win a Super Bowl. I don't know what the unfairness is. It's like, oh, we got to play on the road. Who cares?
And
if you didn't want to play on the road, you should have played better and won your freaking division.
Thank you. And I also don't get why the Lions, like, they mentioned the Vikings as being a team that was kind of stuck out in the cold. It's like, why do you care? They're in your division.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't get it. It's just, It's just complaining. I mean, people just like to complain.
It's not going
to
happen.
It's not fair. We have to go play on the road. We're better than this team. You didn't win your division. Sucks.
Yeah. There's something called a reward for winning the division.
Yeah, win your division. We don't have to worry about this.
I didn't know this was new, but the NFL is changing its overtime rules, but they're kind of familiar. In 2025, both teams will receive a possession in overtime during regular season games. Basically, the overtime format the NFL used in the postseason in 2024. So, and this is not really anything new except for both teams get a chance to possess it in the regular season. And the NFL also
has... So they took the playoff overtime and applied it to the regular season.
Basically.
So, like, if the team that gets the ball to start overtime drives down and scores a touchdown, the game is not over.
The game is not over. Correct. Because that is how it was last year.
Are they adding more time to overtime, or is it still going to be 10 minutes?
Doesn't say anything about time.
Because I find that to be very interesting. I mean, because already right now, just with teams that
we're going to get a lot of ties.
You might get a lot more ties. Americans hate ties.
I hate football ties for sure.
I hate ties.
The NFL expands use of replay assists. Replay reviews can now be used to look at even more plays. Under the new policy, hits on a defenseless player, grabbing the face mask, performing a horse collar tackle, tripping and running into or roughing the kicker can now be reviewed. I am a fan of this because there are so many phantom penalties on roughing the passer that end up helping a team win games. And so I'm happy that they're going to be able to look at... Thank you! I'm gonna say a little bit louder. Chiefs! Chiefs get this all the time.
Nice.
All the time the Chiefs have this. And then they...
Certain
just,
quarterbacks get it.
They just make up rules.
Callan, thanks for donating blood.
Yeah, thanks,
appreciate
Callan.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, they just kind of make up rules. In order for those penalties to be reviewed, officials need to first throw a flag on the play. A coach may challenge the play if they believe that penalty was unwarranted. So it could kind of get a little confusing.
So you cannot challenge if it wasn't thrown. But
correct.
If it was thrown, you could say, that's BS. Here's my flag.
Coaches cannot use a challenge to try and coax a penalty from an official. If a flag was not thrown on a particular play or if an official missed a penalty, a coach cannot challenge to try and change that. The Hawkeye cameras are now going to measure first downs, which this doesn't make any sense to me. They're still using the chain gang, but they're... Anyway, we'll move on.
Wait, so...
So what's going to happen is the Sony Hawkeye camera is going to be used to measure the first downs. They're going to effectively replace the on-field chain gang measurement. The league expects the change will save roughly 40 seconds compared to manual chain gang measurements.
So it just goes to the computer, but you have to have the chains out there. Otherwise,
the players
will have no idea where the first down is.
Yeah, anyone concerned the change will eliminate the chain gang completely can rest easy. They said the chain gang is going to be in a secondary capacity. So we are still going to have those 80-year-old men on the sideline.
Well, if the system doesn't work, like, you still need to run out there at the chains. Plus, the players need to be able to see the sticks. So,
true. Touchbacks will move to the 35-yard line. I don't know what they're doing with the kickoff.
Oh, wait, they're going to the 35-yard line
the
now?
The league is going to move the touchbacks
so
to the 35-yard line. This is a change
so
from the 30-yard line. The change is aimed at increasing the amount of return kickoffs around the league. Teams returned kickoffs at roughly 33% last year. Under the new policy, they expect it to jump between 60 and 70%.
We wanted less kickoffs because it's scary. Wait, it's not as exciting anymore. We want more kickoffs. No, we don't want you to put in the end zone.
The NFL does what the NFL wants.
Stupid.
The NFL
should go back to the original kickoff rule. Kick for the 30 and put it in the end zone. It's at the 20 and let's just play football.
You know what?
So dumb.
I didn't get on the field unless I was forming a wedge on a kickoff return. That's how guys make
I'm
teams.
I'm so done.
You're
I'm
so
done with the,
done.
The special teams rules. The kickoff rules are asinine. We want it to be safe, but we also want it to be entertaining. What's entertaining? Bloodshed. Let's make it scary.
Bloodshed.
Jeez.
Let's go to college football, because I know you love college football, but
we'll
CFP.
Have too much time for this.
We got enough.
I got 4 hours I could do on this.
College football playoff administrators approved a proposal for a straight seeding model for 2025 postseason. This represents a major change because the automatic first-round buys for the four highest-rated conference champions and welcome to a less complex power ranking of the selection committee's top 12 teams, which is very confusing to me. But here's what they said in a quote. After evaluating the first year of the 12-team playoff, the CFP committee felt it was the best interest of the game to make this adjustment. This change will continue to allow guaranteed access to the playoff by rewarding teams for winning their conference championship, but it will also allow us to construct a postseason bracket that recognizes the best performance on the field during the entire regular season.
A.K.A., let me fill out the bracket in a way that I can make certain teams play each other for entertainment reasons.
There you go.
BS.
There you go.
I understand the logic, but here's the problem. They're going to go and they're like, oh, let's make sure all the SEC schools have byes. We'll just say they're better than everybody else. They'll play 1-4. Oh, we got Boise State out of the Mountain West. And, you know, for some reason, you know, Arizona won the Big 12. Let's make sure the West Coast schools play each other first round to eliminate each other, but then make sure we have as much SEC path or Big Ten path to the championship as possible. That is what that translates to.
You're 100% right. And college football
is run by ESPN and Fox.
I'm not disagreeing
not
with
say
that.
That. Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with
we
that
We all
at
know
all.
It. I'm just saying it.
All right. That's it for all of our news today. I'm going to go through the chat real quick and see if there's anything that we can answer.
Johnny wants to talk about donuts again. I've done the donut thing.
What's the donut now. Thing?
I've had talks about donuts. We've discussed donuts. And bad news for Frank. Hamby here also agrees. Dunkin' Donuts is not great.
Dunkin' Donuts is not good.
No,
he gave us the thumbs down. Man.
Do you want to go to Tim Hortons? Tim Hortons. Wow.
Tim Hortons is in Canada.
We got a Canadian in the house.
What about Krispy Kreme?
I don't mind it. It's got to be warm, though.
I will tell you the one place.
Pink box.
I will tell you the one place I will go for donuts, and that's VG's in Encinitas. It is the best place ever.
Roses.
What?
Roses Donuts.
Roses
Linda
Donuts.
Linda Vista. Mary's, okay. Mary's out in East County.
All right.
I think there's a good spot in every part of town. It's like a Mexican food place. It's like a taco shop.
All right. Well, that's it, Braden. Thank you
for filling in,
Chris. I'm Matt Scraby. That's Braden Soprano. Thank you so much to Claudine Van Gonka for coming down and talking to us about the San Diego Blood Bank. And thank you to Frank Marchese back in studio holding it down.
Right,
good
Frank.
Job, Frank. Tomorrow, back to a normal schedule. AJ Preller with the morning show, and Gavin Sheets will be on with Tony and I.
Nick Allen with Braden Soprano.
Nick Allen with the Braden Soprano Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Yeah. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.